91X News.
It's 1 degree and mainly cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Olivia Tim. The city of Beville has approved $100,000 to help celebrate Canada's 150th birthday later this year, which is twice what the city normally spends on the holiday. The extra money will allow the city to do a bigger celebration with more activities than usual, says Councillor Mitch Panciuk.
This year being the 150th, there is going to be, I think it's actually 2.5 days, including a concert. They'll be having a Canadian band playing a concert. There'll be expanded fireworks, and there'll be a children's activity stage as well.
The Canada Day celebrations for the city will start on Thursday, June 29th, and finish on Saturday, July 1st. Did you know that the day after Valentine's Day is dedicated for those people who are happily not in a relationship? February 15th is nationally known as Single Awareness or Appreciation Day. That's right, the day of discount chocolate is also the day to celebrate being single. QNET News reporters Sophie Dudley and Alana Pickerel are hopefully talking to happily independent students on campus today. Stay tuned for more. A Baltimore school police officer who was caught on video slapping and kicking a teen at a school while another officer stood by has accepted a plea deal. News media outlets report Anthony Spence entered a plea Tuesday to a second-degree assault charge, not admitting guilt, but acknowledging that prosecutors have enough evidence to convict. Instead of facing jail time, Spence will get 18 months of supervised probation. He also must resign from the school police force within 90 days. U.S. President Donald Trump is lashing out at critics following the eviction of his national security adviser, Michael Flynn, over his contacts with the Russian envoy. Mark Smith reports.
Dismissing reporting on what he terms this Russian connection nonsense, the president says the real scandal's that classified information's being given out like candy. In a series of angry tweets, he lists the NSA and FBI as his suspects, suggesting they're interfering in politics, quoting here, just like Russia. Meantime, critics say Flynn's departure leaves a host of unanswered questions, beginning with this one. Why, when Trump learned Flynn had misled top officials about calls to Russia's ambassador, was Vice President Pence not told for 2 weeks while Flynn continued to join top-secret meetings? Mark Smith at the White House.
Firefighters say a large blaze that led to the evacuation of 6 buildings and shut down parts of Midtown Toronto is now under control. Toronto Fire Chief Matthew Pegg says the fire was extinguished at 5:45 a.m. Wednesday morning, nearly a day after it began burning at the Badminton and Racquet Club. He says no one was seriously injured, as more than 100 firefighters at any given time battled the blaze. Pegg says residents and office workers won't be allowed back into the evacuated building until Wednesday afternoon at the earliest, as they deal with expected hotspots and flare-ups throughout the day. He says crews are now dealing with a large volume of water that has seeped into nearby buildings and hydro vaults. He is also unsure how many people were affected by the evacuations, but said only 4 residents needed emergency shelter overnight, with everyone else staying with family and friends. The European Union Parliament has approved a massive trade deal with Canada that will drop barriers between the EU's economy of 500 million people and Canada's 35 million. Canada's Trade Minister, François-Philippe Champagne, calls the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement the gold standard for trade deals.
I think when we talk about the progressive trade agenda that Canada has been pursuing with the EU, this is a very concrete example. When we come together, trade is a good thing for the world. This is the voice that the world has been waiting for, and today we send a strong signal to that.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will address the legislature tomorrow, which is a first for a Canadian leader. Ontario is putting $1.8 million toward 15 pilot projects that are aimed to improve police response to sexual violence. The projects and funding will span 2 years and are part of the Liberal government's action plan to end sexual violence and harassment. The government says the projects will provide a more compassionate, sensitive response when survivors of sexual violence come forward and report their experiences. It will also enhance police investigative practices. The projects include a child and youth-focused sexual assault advocacy center in Barrie, Ontario, as well as several police training programs. Police in Windsor, Ontario, will set up an online tool allowing complaints to be reported online, which will hopefully reduce barriers to reporting and also provide victims with resources if they indicate they don't want police involvement. Police services will be asked for the next round of proposals in the spring of 2018. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration says it's currently investigating actor Harrison Ford and a near miss he had while piloting a plane. Correspondent David Curley has details.
The FAA is now investigating the incident here at John Wayne Orange County Airport on Monday. It was noon when actor Harrison Ford, according to sources, was on final approach, said he was lined up for the runway, but he was actually lined up for the taxiway, which runs parallel and went right over an American Airlines 737 with more than 100 on board and landed on that taxiway.
The 74-year-old collects vintage planes and has a long and good record as an aviator, but yesterday's incident wasn't his first close call. In March of 2015, Ford was seriously injured when the plane crashed after losing power on a Los Angeles golf course shortly after takeoff. That's QDET News on 91X. It's 12:06. Sports is next.
Take me back to the beer store. I'm talking about beer, wine, and liquor bottles. Did you know you can take empty wine, beer, and spirit bottles purchased from the LCBO or wine rack to the beer store for a refund? Take a look at your receipt. You've already paid a deposit. Sure, you can put them in the blue box, but why would you? When you return your beer, wine, and liquor bottles to the beer store, they get recycled, and you put a little extra money back into your pocket. Cheers! A recycling reminder from Quinty Waste Solutions. Learn more at quintyrecycling.org.
QNET News Sports. The Toronto Maple Leafs visit the Columbus Blue Jackets looking for their second win. Toronto beat the New York Islanders 7-1 at the Air Canada Center last night. In other action, Calgary faces Philadelphia. Anaheim Ducks centerman Antoine Vermette could be in hot water with the NHL. He was thrown out of last night's game against the Minnesota Wild for abuse of an official. Vermette slashed linesman Shandor Alfonso in the back of the leg after losing a faceoff, earning a 10-minute penalty. Serge Ibaka could be in the Toronto Raptors lineup tonight when they face the Charlotte Hornets. Toronto acquired Ibaka from Orlando yesterday for Terrence Ross and a 2017 first-round pick. The Raptors are coming off a 105-94 road loss last night to the Chicago Bulls. 13 other games on the hardwood, including the Boston Celtics hosting the Philadelphia 76ers. Boston comes in having won 9 of its last 10 games. That leaves the Celtics 4.5 games ahead of Toronto for the Atlantic Division. The St. Louis Cardinals won't have Alex Reyes this year. The 22-year-old pitcher requires season-ending Tommy John surgery on his right arm. Reyes also made his major league debut last August. Montreal Canadiens general manager Marc Bergevin says firing Michael Therrien as head coach was a difficult decision, but a necessary one for the good of the organization. Bergevin says he is convinced that new coach Claude Julien is the man to turn around the slumping franchise. Bergevin adds that Julien is one of the best coaches in the National Hockey League and has proven his worth over the years. Julien became available when he was fired in his 10th season with the Boston Bruins last week, and it's believed some other teams were also interested in the 56-year-old coach. Former UFC heavyweight champion Brock Lesnar has retired from the mixed martial arts competition. The UFC confirmed Lesnar's decision Wednesday. The decision does not affect Lesnar's professional wrestling career, where he has spent the better part of 5 years. He returned from a 4.5-year MMA absence last July to beat Mark Hunt at UFC 200, but the result was overturned after Lesnar failed 2 doping tests. He was subsequently suspended from competition for a year by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, which administers the UFC's doping policy. If Lesnar decides to return to competition, he would have to serve the remaining 5 months of his suspension. The Hamilton Tiger Cats re-signed defensive Emmanuel Davis back on Wednesday. Davis signed a 2-year deal with Hamilton a day after becoming a free agent. The 27-year-old had 55 tackles, 5 interceptions, and 3 fumble recoveries in 17 games last season with Hamilton. Davis enters his 5th season with the Ticats, having registered 178 tackles, 24 special teams tackles, and 10 interceptions. David was a CFL All-Star in 2015 after recording a league-best 3 interception return touchdowns. Send us your team or league scores at our email, qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for weather for Belleville, it's mainly cloudy today with a 40% chance of flurries and a high +2. Tonight, mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries and a low minus 7. Tomorrow is a mix of sun and cloud and a high of minus 3. At 12:10, it's 1 degree. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Olivia Tim. News at 91X, next at 1 o'clock.